Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Sheffield Live's weekly folk programme broadcasting to the world. With Sam Hindley and James Fagan. Every Friday at 10 a.m.
That was Betty Smith from North Carolina singing Awake, Awake, You Drowsy Sleeper. And that comes from an album that was released on the Smithsonian Folkways label called Songs Traditionally Sung in North Carolina, all sung by Betty Smith. And you could hear Betty accompanying herself there on the Appalachian or Mountain Dulcimer. Absolutely fantastic track. Well, it's easy to get Betty Smith and Bessie Smith mixed up, but not if you know the music, because Bessie Smith was, of course, one of America's greatest blues singers. She did actually play a gig in North Carolina. Famously, Bessie Smith interrupted the Ku Klux Klan's plans to disrupt the gig by walking straight up to them and telling them where to go. And they were so afraid of Bessie Smith and her fearsomeness that they slunk off shamefully into the crowd and made no further trouble that night. Bessie Smith, such a highly regarded blues artist. She died in 1937. But the year that the former singer I just played you from North Carolina, Betty Smith, was born was about the same time that Bessie Smith was making her legendary appearance there in North Carolina. She was born in Tennessee. Let's hear one of her most famous tracks now. Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I began to fall so low, I didn't have a friend and no place to go. So if I ever get my hand on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till them eagles grin. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In my pocket, not one penny, and my friends, I haven't any. But if I ever get on my feet again, then I'll meet my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. I mean, when you're down and out.
I belong to the steel driving crew. Well, ask that boss for a job, just a job. He says, son, what can you do? I can pull a jack, line a track, line a track. I can pick and shovel too. Oh, work one day, work one day, just a day, then go lay in the shanty too.
Concluding a trio of great American music there, you just heard Clarence Ashley from a recording he made with Doc Watson of Walking Boss. And I was reminded of that by playing Sam Amidon in the first half. Sam Amidon did a great cover of that, but Clarence Ashley's version is just fantastic. Well, I promised you a great Char Ballad in this half, and we're up to Char Ballad 223, and it is called Epi Mori.
Friday's Child.
Friday's child, that's me.
A Char Ballad every Friday.
Well, there have been a lot of recordings of this ballad, Epi Mori, but we don't have very many original tunes for it. We don't have very many sources for it. Francis James Child only had one complete text to it in his collection, and Bronson only published one tune to it as well. In fact, the tune that Bronson published is quite contemporarily sourced in the sense that it was recorded by Ewan McColl, and Ewan McColl claims to have learnt it from his father. So, from the father of Ewan McColl, whose name was William Miller, we have this wonderful tune, and before we hear any of the interpretations of it that are more modern, let's hear Ewan McColl himself singing Epi Mori. And you'll notice in this story the reason that it has become so popular is it is about a woman who flees an arranged marriage. Her name is Epi Mori, and the man who intends to wed her takes her to bed without her consent and spends all night trying to have his way with her, and she resists and fights back, and she keeps her maidenhead and rides off with her mother and says that she is indeed the victor in this cruel, cruel battle. It's an important song, and it's been sung by many people since as a reminder not only of the ongoing issues of arranged marriages, but also of strong women fighting for their right to be safe. And it's one of those ballads that reminds you that some themes are constant and true throughout history. So first of all, let's hear Ewan McColl himself singing the song he learnt from his father, Epi Mori.
24 Highland men came frae the Carron side to steal a war, Epi Mori, for she wouldna be a bride, she wouldna be a bride. Then who did come her mither then? It was a moonlight night. She couldna see her daughter, for the water shines sae bright, and the water shines sae bright. Haud awa' frae me, mither, haud awa' frae me. There's no a man in Ostrathdon, she'll marry it be with me, she'll marry it be with me. They've taken Epi Mori then, and a horse they've bound her on, and they hear it to the minister's hoose, as fast as horse could gang, as fast as horse could gang. Then Wally's ta'en his pistol out, and set it to the minister's breast. Oh, marry me, minister, or else I'll be your priest, or else I'll be your priest. Haud awa' frae me, Wally, haud awa' frae me. I daurna a vow to marry you, except she's willing as thee, except she's willing as thee. Oh, haud awa' frae me, good sir, haud awa' frae me. There's no a man in Ostrathdon, she'll marry it be by me, she'll marry it be by me. They've taken Epi Mori then, sin better could ne be, and they hear it our cairn side, as fast as horse could flee, as fast as horse could flee. Then mass was sung, and bells were rung, and there awa' to bed, and Wally and Epi Mori in ain bed they were laid, in ain bed they were laid. He's ta'en the sark free off his back, and kicked awa' his shoon, and thrown away the chomer key, and naked he lay doon, and naked he lay doon. Haud awa' frae me, Wally, haud awa' frae me. Before I lose my maiden heed, I'll try my strength with thee, I'll try my strength with thee. He's kissed her on the lily breast and held her shouthers twa, but aye she grat and aye she swat, and turned to the wa, and turned to the wa. Hot a war from me, Wally, hot a war from me. Before I'll lose my maiden heed, I'll fecht wi' you till day, I'll fecht wi' you till day. Or through the necht they warsel there until the licht o' day. And a Wally grat and Wally swat, but he couldn't streach or spey, but he couldn't streach or spey. Then early in the morning, before the licht o' day, in came the maid o' Scalatar, wi' a gun and shart a lane, a lane, wi' a gun and shart a lane. Get up, young woman, and drink the wine with me. You micht accord me maiden, for I'm sure as hale as thee, and I'm sure as hale as thee. Oh, weary for you, Wally, then, that you couldna prove a man. You micht attain her maiden heed, she would ha' hired your hand, she would ha' hired your hand. Hot a war from me, Wally, hot a war from me. There's no a man in Ostrathdon shall marry it be with me, shall marry it be with me. Then in there came young Breadalbane, wi' a pistol on each side. Oh, come a war, Eppy Maury, and I'll mak you my bride, and I'll mak you my bride. Get me a horse, Wally, get it like a man, and send me back to my mither, a maiden as a cam, oh, a maiden as a cam. The sun shines o'er the wasslin hills by the lamplicht of the moon. Oh, saddle your horse, young John Forsyth, and whistle and I'll come soon, just whistle and I'll come soon.
Wow, a proper yawp, a triumphant yawp, I guess, signifying the victory of that woman, Eppy Maury, in that ballad. Well, the next version I'm going to play you is one that I've only just become aware of recently, listening to the second album of the great folk rock band Fotheringay. You may know Fotheringay, you will know Fotheringay if you're a fan of Sandy Denny. It's a band she formed with her then partner, Trevor Lucas, the Australian folk singer, who was briefly part of Fairport, as, of course, was Sandy Denny. Fotheringay were an ill-fated band who made one brilliant record called Fotheringay and were in the process of finishing the second album when they broke up. And the album was not released till years later, and then it was rediscovered, if you like, or decided that it would be put out. And Fotheringay 2 has some absolutely brilliant tracks on it. I'm going to play you two of them now. The first one being Trevor Lucas and Sandy Denny sharing the roles of the two protagonists in the ballad. Eppy Maury, this week's Friday's Child. This is Fotheringay with Eppy Maury. And after that, I'm going to play you a wonderful track, which I have chosen because it really showcases the great guitar playing of Jerry Donoghue, the legendary Telecaster player who was part of Fairport for a little while. He also played on many, many English session recordings, including great recordings by Joan Armatrading. He was very well respected guitarist in his own right. Tragically, his career was cut short at least 10 years ago when he had a serious stroke which completely paralysed him and left him, sadly, unable to play. But he really was a true master craftsman of guitar soloing. And on this track, which you will hear after Eppy Maury, you'll be able to appreciate just how good he was. The track is called Silver Threads and Golden Needles. But first, we're going to hear Fotheringay playing Eppy Maury.
And come from the Carrion side to carry away Eppy Maury. She would not be a bride of bride, would not be a bride. Out then came a mother, for it was a moonlit night. She couldn't see her daughter, for the water shone so bright, so bright. The water shone so bright. Go away from me, mother, go away from me. There's not a man in all Scotland should wed it be with me, should wed it be with me. They've taken Eppy Maury and the horse they've bound her on, and they have rid to the minister's house as fast as horse could run as fast as horse could run. Willie's taken his pistol out and pointed at the minister's head, saying, marry me, minister, or else I'll shoot you dead, you're dead, or else I'll shoot you dead. Go away from me, Willie, go away from me. I'm not about to marry you unless
unless she's willing as thee, as thee, unless she's willing as thee. They've taken Eppy Mari since better could nae be, and they've rid the chell in sight as fast as horse could flee as fast as horse could flee. Then mass was sung and bells were rung, and there awa' to bed, and Billy and Eppy Mari in one bed they were laid in one bed they were laid. From off his back and kicked over his shoes and thrown over the chell and key, and naked he's laid doon, laid doon, and naked he's laid doon. Had a bar from me, Billy, had a bar from me. Before I lose my maiden head, I'll try my strength with thee, with thee. I'll try my strength with thee. He's kissed her on the lily breast, and he's held her shithers twa, and aye she grunt and aye she spat, and tan it ta the wall, and tan it ta the wall. And all the night they rattle there until the light of day, and will he grat and will he swat, but he could not stretch a spay, a spay, he could not stretch a spay.
That was Sandy Denny leading Fotheringay's beautiful version from the album Fotheringay 2 of the song Silver Threads and Golden Needles. And you heard the great Jerry Donoghue taking a beautiful solo on that track as well. This week marks the 20th anniversary of the sudden and sad death of the great Irish singer and guitarist, best known for his work with the Bothy band, Micheál O'Donnell. It was such a shock to everybody when Micheál died at the age of just 54, the age I am now, and that is definitely food for thought. I remember vividly when Micheál passed away, and we were all so shocked and saddened by that loss. He really was a fabulous guitar player, laying down the rhythm tracks on the Bothy Band albums with Donal Lunny, but he was a marvellous singer as well. His particular penchant was for slow songs and ballads. And there's an album that he made called Celtic Folk Weave, which I was introduced to by my parents, Margaret and Bob, who I mentioned. Well, I mentioned my dad, I mentioned my mum as well. They had this record on a tape. I'm not sure where they got the tape. I'm sure they'll let me know. But it was a great record made by Mick Hanley and Micheál O'Donnell together called Celtic Folk Weave. And from it, we're going to hear a song that both Micheál and his sister Trina had versions of called The Heathery Hills of Yarrow, also known as the Dewey Dens of Yarrow. But it's Micheál's version that I like. 20 years gone too soon. Here is the great Micheál O'Donnell.
It's three true and three slew, and three lay deadly wounded, when her brother John and stuck his knife right through him. Oh, Father dear, I dreamed a dream of doom and sorrow. I dreamed I was pondering the heather bell, the dewy dens of Yarrow. Oh, daughter dear, I read your dream, I doubt it will bring sorrow, for your true love John lies pale and wan on the dewy dens of Yarrow. As she went o'er yon high, high hill, and down to yonder valley, our brother John came down the glen, returning home from Yarrow. Oh, brother dear, I dreamed last night, I'm afraid it will bring sorrow. I dreamt that you were spelled in blood on the dewy dales of Yarrow. Oh, sister dear, I read you. I'm afraid it will bring sorrow, for your true love John lies dead and gone on the heathery hills of Yarrow. The homes of Yarrow, And there she saw a Roger John, lying pale and wan on yellow. This fair maid's hair being three quarters long, and the collar it was yellow. She tied it round and she carried him home from yonder. Oh, daughter dear, wipe up your tears and weep no more in sorrow, for I will bring you seven sons, you can wear them all tomorrow. But a flower like my truth is joy will never bloom made in Yarrow. She laid her head on her father's arm, and she died through grief and sorrow. Thank you.
Legendary Bothy Band with Mihol Odomnal, who we're celebrating 20 years after his sudden and unexpected death at the age of 54, 20 years ago. After the Bothy Band, Mihol Odomnal paired up with Kevin Burke, famously, and they had a fantastic duo, continuing, I suppose, the work that they started together in the Bothy Band. But as a duo, they were brilliant and very, very highly regarded, especially in America. And after touring in Portland, Oregon in 1980, Michael met a young American woman called Peg Johnson, and they lived together for the next 14 years in Portland. And, sadly missed is Mihol Odomnal. So from the album Portland, made by Kevin Burke and Mihol, here is the opening track, Mortarboard Chapel, classic music from a classic guitarist.
Saving a part of me while the flowers and the birds sing on, the ashes and the smoke. And if with scorched lungs you call to me, sound the echo straight through up the canyons and the valleys. I'll call back to you. I'm coming down for you to where you fall to. I'm coming down for you as you always knew how.
The wonderful American singer-songwriter Joan Shelley, and that comes from her release called Like the River Loves the Sea, and the track was Coming Down for You, and I played that especially for my dear sister Kate Fagan in the hope that she gets well soon. She's been a bit under the weather of late, and hoping for a swift recovery, Kate, and I hope you get to Seal Rocks this weekend for a bit of R&R by the sea. I'm about to go to Pretty Folk Festival. They have a sensational lineup this year. I'm very much looking forward to playing there. Two of the biggest bands on the bill are Dervish and Dallahan, and I'll play the first Dervish track I ever heard, and I thought, that is a sound I would like to be involved in making someday if I can. And the closest I'm getting at the moment is Bouzouki 3. Listen to the interplay between the mandola and the bouzouki on this track, and to Kathy Jordan's amazing rendition of The Hills of Greenmoor from their album Harmony Hill, and then we'll hear the great Scottish quartet Dallahan, who will also be appearing this week at Pretty Folk Festival. So Dervish and Dallahan.
Below, to the green fields on Tassu, where the huntsmen do go, for to meet the bow sportsmen from around Cady Town, and laugh the sport better than the boys from Meadown. And when we arrived, they were all standing there, so we took to the green fields in search of the hare. We did not go far when someone gave cheer over hills and high meadows. She got to the heather, she tried them to shun, but her dogs never missed one inch where she'd run. They had kept well packed when going over the hill, for the hounds had set out the sweet hare for to kill. With her dogs on abreast and the big mountain hare, and the sweet charming music it rang through the air, stood for the black bank for to try them once more. But it was her last sight on the hills of Greenmoor. Now that I am dying and the sport it is or to the green fields round Kenny I run, nor feeding at Lennon a cold winter's night, or go home to my den while 'tis breaking daylight. I blame old McMahon for bringing Coyle here. He's been at the same caper for many a year. Every Saturday and Sunday he'd never give o'er with a pack of strange dogs round the hills of Greenmoor. Thank you.
that's all we've got time for on this week's Thank Goodness It's Folk. And we might add Thank Goodness It's Folk Blues Americana to that as well today, because we've done a bit of deeper digging and a bit of exploring. I hope you've enjoyed it. Let me know what you thought of the set list. Let me know what you thought of the show today and of some of the new music. I'll particularly be interested to know what you thought of that version of The Lark Ascending. I'm going to leave you today with a classic track we heard from Ewan McColl in the Child Ballad segment today. This is one of his great songs, The 30-Foot Trailer, sung by the Watersons. Take care. See you next week. I think it'll be Sam Hindley with you next week. But in the meantime, you can catch this show on Mixcloud. Look after each other.
The old ways are changing, you cannot deny. The day of the traveller's over. There's nowhere to go and there's nowhere to bide. So farewell to the life of the rover. Farewell to the tent and the old caravan. To the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and farewell to the 30-foot trailer.
Farewell to the cant and the travelling tongue, farewell to the Romany token, the buying and selling, the old fortune telling, the knock on the door and the hawking.
Farewell to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and farewell to the 30-foot trailer. You've got to move fast to keep up with the times, for these days a man cannot wander. As a bylaw to say you must be on your way, and another to say you can't wander. Farewell to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, farewell to the 30-foot trailer.
Farewell to the besoms of heather and broom, farewell to the creel and the basket. For the folks of today, they would far sooner pay for a thing that's been made out of plastic.
Farewell to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and farewell to the 30-foot trailer.
Farewell to the pony, the cob and the mare, why the reins and the harness are idle.
You don't need a strap when you're breaking up scrap, so farewell to the bit and the bridle. Farewell to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and farewell to the 30-foot trailer.
Farewell to the fields where we've sweated and toiled, at pulling and showing and lifting.
They'll soon have machines and there's travelling quines, and the menfolk had better be shifting. Farewell to the tent and the old caravan, to the tinker, the gypsy, the travelling man, and farewell to the 30-foot trailer.